There's really spy drones, but there's also quadcopter drones, which are the drones that are weaponized with missile or sniper fire. And there was constant humming. And right away, I noticed the bombs going. We're at that point in time, they were about a kilometer away from the hospital. Now, of course, they're right there. And you could hear the bombs, and your whole body would shake. And the ER docs told me, they said, listen, Dr. Khan, you know what? Give it 10, 15 minutes, the mass casualties will start coming in. And boy, indeed, they did come in, George. And it was the most horrific scene that I've ever seen in my entire life. It was annihilation. It was mass chaos. I don't know if anybody can properly picture. It was mass chaos. There's people coming in with rubble, women, mothers holding their children. This one mother was holding her 8, 9-year-old boy, who by the way is skinny, like there's bones, because as you know, they've been starved. I mean, they're starving now, and they've been starved intentionally by the Israeli forces, by the Israeli government, and they're starving, and they're all thin, and she's holding this cold, dead body, screaming to us to check her pulse, check his pulse, check his pulse. And the boy is cold and dead. And that's just one example. I mean, there's more than, I'd say about 60% of the people that I saw were all children, and all young children under 13 or 14. I mean, not that, I mean, even a 17-year-old is young, but under 13 or 14, covered with rubble, dust, head fractures. I mean, I hate to be graphic, but this is how it is, and what we should know. Limbs dangling off, barely connected. Soft tissue wounds right to the bone, and eyeballs. Now I do plastic eye surgery. Eyeballs shattered with eye shattered with shrapnel kind of extruding, and you saw all this in front of me. It was mass chaos. There was no space because it's already 300% over capacity. There's no gauze. Staff are overworked. There's children and women all over the floor. They had to suture whatever they could on the ground, on the floor, without anesthetic, because the anesthetic, local anesthetics are short supply, trying to triage who goes up, who doesn't go up. Head trauma in 2-year-olds with sort of a bump filled with blood there, and just lying on the floor, forgotten in the mass chaos. And it was just horrific. It was, I always call it, it was like hell on earth, in my opinion.